There's a state that's just east of Texas. It looks sort of like a boot. In fact,
is that Oklahoma?
Farther south. The Mississippi drains.
Oh, out. Louisiana.
Uh-huh. What's the capital of Louisiana? Do you know?
Baton Rouge.
Okay. And the biggest city in Louisiana is where, it's not old, but it's new.
New Orleans.
Okay. And the biggest city in Illinois?
Ooh, now let me think. I believe it's the capital.
Uh-huh, it's where the Bears play and the Cubs.
Bears? No, that's North Dakota.
Is that Toddlin Town?
That what?
That Toddlin Town?
Shenandoah?
Chicago?
Oh, Chicago. Oh.
There we go. And a city in Ohio. It's, let's see. Cincinnati? Okay. And it's not evening. You get up early in the
morning.
I'm not walking away, I'm walking
toward.
Right. Yeah, would you ever use the terms up and down referring to travel? You say you'd say I'm going up to
Cheyenne or over. No, I generally say over.
Okay, and over generally means what?
Over means,
does that mean any particular direction?
No, it doesn't. It just means the lay of the land to me.
I see.
But we go up to the cabin because we're going up high there. We go over to Cheyenne. We go over to the bow.
Okay. Do you ever use those terms for north and south to say up, equating that with north and, okay, down? You don't do that?
No. Okay. No, just up to heaven and down to hell.
Okay. And in the United States, we measure distance in
miles.
Okay. And My car got stuck last winter, so I went out and I had
to push it?
Uh-huh. And
or shovel the snow away from it?
Yeah, the past tense of push.
Pushed.
Okay. And I didn't push it, I
pulled it.
Okay. Great. And to describe a short distance, something that's close to you.
It's so close?
In traveling.
Near.
Okay. And a long distance, you say that was
one hell of a ride.
Okay.
No.
And if something is rare or there aren't many of them, there are very few of them, you say that item is
exotic.
Okay. And another term you might use is
unique.
Okay, I'm not setting you up right. Let's see. How about scarce? Would you say that? Scarce?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Well, something that would be scary. Uh-huh.
Can I get you to pronounce that for me?
Scarce.
Okay, great.
Is that the way you pronounce it, or not?
I think that's pretty close. It's pretty close the way I say it. What about if you're going to go catch a train, where do you catch a train?
At a station.
Okay. What type of station?
Railroad station.
We're getting kind of silly here at the end, aren't we? That's the way these questions are set up. Okay, and the relationship, say you're on the corner of a street, and it's not across the street, but it's
down the street?
Okay, here's one corner,
uh-huh.
And there are four corners.
Yeah.
The relationship between these that are diagonal, you'd say that is... Do you understand what...
Well, let's see.
Where is this? One building, the relationship of this building to this building.
Catacorner?
Uh-huh, that's what you'd say? Okay, good.
Okay. I don't think that's right.
Nice. I came up with one of those yesterday.
Where were you yesterday?
I was in Cheyenne.
Were you? That's Laramie County, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
No,